As we come now to our time of personal consecration, I have first one announcement. I apologize, I did not open the gym last week for basketball. There will be basketball tonight at 7. I will open it and be here. But as we need to explain just a moment our time of personal consecration and how we will go about this, first a story. A kindly grandmother who no longer watched much TV or kept up with the passing trends had no idea what to buy for her family one year. So she decided that choosing gifts was just too much trouble. So she wrote out a check for each loved one and she inscribed on plain little cards, "Buy your own present." That's sweet. But weeks later, she found all those checks unmailed, hidden up under some catalogs, but she had sent the cards. What her loved ones actually received was empty cards which said, "Buy your own present." Empty, empty mocking words, if they remain words alone. Now, personal consecration is a time when you can come forward and you can kneel if you wish, and we will do it in an organized way. We'll have the choir, the opportunity first. You can come kneel, you can stand where you are, or you can come stand near the altar. And if you wish, you prayerfully decide just how much flesh I am willing to put on the bones of the words, "I belong to God." Personal consecration is more appropriate at Christmas than any other time of year. Why? Because this is a season in which we celebrate and take joy in giving. To consecrate simply and profoundly means to set apart for God's use. Now, personal consecration sounds like a high-flying term, but it is something even a child can understand. How much of me belongs to God? We like to say that without thinking about it much, "Well, of course, all of me belongs to God." Well, let's listen to the Apostle Paul. He says in Galatians, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Now, you see, Paul's words indicate complete surrender. How do we approach and in what ways do we surrender ourselves and our desires and our time and our talent and our treasure and our health to God? Words are not enough. So the question of personal consecration becomes, how do I show in personal, tangible ways that I belong to God? We've moved way beyond the Old Testament ways where you brought the best of your flock and the best of your crop and you sacrificed it on the altar. What we are to do is to give the best of ourselves. A tithe of riches and perhaps more. A tithe of time and service to others through the church and perhaps more. A tithe of your talent used for God. An intentional stewardship of your health by caring for the body that God gave you to live in. Today we have the opportunity to come forward or to stand in place and to consecrate in a personal and private and prayerful way our time, our talent, our treasure, and our body for God's use. More than words, in fact, it is a covenant between you and God. You keep the card that we sent you in your pocketbook or at home. You use the magnet that we sent you to put it on your refrigerator or your microwave or your file cabinet to remind you of your personal covenant with God. You bring nothing forward but yourself and your prayerful submission of your time, talents, treasure, and care for your body. You bring only yourself. You bring no card this year, only yourself. Today we consider what we will bring and set apart for God's use. And I ask you, as we prepare to do that, to please turn to number 607 in your hymnal. This is not in your bulletin, but please turn to 607 in your hymnal. And we will begin in this way. And then I will ask the ushers, I will first direct the choir to come forward on one side, then go up the other side, be seated. I'll ask the ushers to come forward and give each row in turn the opportunity to come forward for prayer. And we'll have music playing during this time. If you wish to stand in place, that is fine. If you wish to come forward, that is fine. But bring only yourself and a prayerful concern for commitment to God in the coming year. Join me in number 607. Let us read in unison the covenant prayer. I am no longer my own, but thine. Put me to what thou wilt. Rank me with whom thou wilt. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by thee or laid aside for thee. Exalted for thee or brought low by thee. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to thy pleasure and disposal. And now, O glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, thou art mine and I am thine. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. I will ask that we move the manger out of the way, and I'll ask the choir first to come forward as they feel led for a time of personal consecration as we enjoy some music that Joyce will provide.